Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I'm the worship pastor here at Bethel Community Church. And this is actually take two. People didn't know that I messed up take one. But so this is take two if you're listening to it. I am joined with Randy Hankins, who is the chairman of our board.
Howdy.
And we started a new sermon series last week. You talked about really knowing who God is. And now that we really know who our God is, you talked about this week having an all-in type of commitment to serving Him. And so the passage that you worked from this last Sunday was from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And I just want to read it for our listeners just so that they have that in their minds. I'll make one brief comment about something that stuck out that you said, and then I'll just kind of let you talk through your sermon a little bit.
Sure.
So the Apostle John writes this in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15. He says, something just kind of blatantly in your face. He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. And if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. So it's a very... it's a very straightforward passage. There's progression in the passage as well that you talk through in your sermon. But one of the things that I wanted to say, you made a comment, something that I wrote down on my sermon notes, was when God speaks in absolutes, we must absolutely obey. It was a phrase like that. So talk about that, especially in light of this passage.
Sure, yeah. You know, I mentioned that there are some debatable areas, you know, as a Christian that we could look at and what's right or wrong, gray areas, types, things like that, that we need to where we have freedom, you know, not legislator mandate in a legalistic way, our freedom on others or our morality on others. But where God does speak absolute, we must absolutely obey.
Yeah.
And 1 John is a book where it's in our face throughout the book, is challenging us, are we a true believer? If we are, there's a number of things. And in this passage that we used, it's right there. We either love the world and the things in the world, or we love God. And so that's the contrast there.
Right. And I think it's kind of a hard passage because when would we say that we actually love the world more than we love God? You know, I think that's kind of a hard thing to maybe think through. And I'm just trying to think off the top of my head right now, like, are there elements of my life where I'm saying, well, I'm loving the world more than I'm loving God in this area? So how do we maybe think through those things?
Yeah, and that's where the absolute comes in. I think to really go with the theme of the series, I think we do compartmentalize or we do settle for a level of Christianity. We're complacent there and don't realize our full potential. And often I think that is because we're in love with the world and the things of the world. We don't want to let go of that. We want to play tug of war with God over some of those things.
Yeah. You gave a political example of one of our ex-presidents and how he compartmentalized his life and thinking that wouldn't affect his leadership or it wouldn't affect the way that he was able to run our country. And you're just talking about how absurd that could be, because I think even in our own lives, we think, well, as long as I got X, Y, and Z put together, I can still dabble in the world in these different areas. And what this passage would say, John would say very clearly, is you can't.
Right.
You can't do that, because if you do that, then the love of God is not in you. So it's kind of like a right in your face passage.
Right. That, you know, the moral failure or loving things in the world, it permeates into the rest of our life, and it permeates and saturates the rest of our life so that it keeps us. It's a hindrance from loving God properly, loving God perfectly, completely, mature way that we're trying to, you know, come across in this series.
Yeah. I think the last thing too I'd say maybe about this passage too is that when we're in those situations where we feel like we are compartmentalizing our life and we have our lives together in certain areas but not in other areas, and we recognize that and we're not willing to change those areas to get in line with what the gospel calls us to do, the Apostle John says, look, this world is passing away, and whoever does the will of God will abide forever. And so it kind of reminds me of the passage in Hebrews chapter 11 where Moses didn't regard like the fleeting pleasures of sin. And you know, he recognized, no, I want to serve the Lord with my entire life, and so I'm going to be a person who walks by faith. Because I think sometimes in our lives, when we do compartmentalize our lives and we hold on and we're playing tug of war with God in whatever area it might be, it comes down to a matter of belief and faith. Like, does God really have my best in mind?
Right.
You know, or am I going to hold on to my sin?
And in addition to faith, it comes, it's a matter of pride too. We want to put ourselves in the place of God. And then as we talk this coming week about sin, we're going to have a powerful example of how sin is a hindrance to our all-in commitment to Christ.
Very good. Excellent. So we hope to see you out this next Sunday morning. And thanks again for joining us in my office, Randy.
Can't wait.